You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are welcoming and we are joined by Auckland Fringe Festival director Lydia Zanetti and Basement Theatre producer in residence Sara Shirazi. That's such a long title, Basement Theatre producer in residence.
It is quite long, but you know, Lydia had the job actually before me.
Okay, cool.
She's awesome. Moved into her director of Fringe job.
Well, welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I think we're just kind of going to have a little bit of a discussion on what's happening with the Auckland Fringe Festival this year. So I kind of wanted to begin off by asking, what are some of the exciting events that are going to be happening at the Fringe Festival this year?
Oh, it's my favourite question. I try really hard not to pick out specific events. However, the things that I get really excited about are there's a bunch of internationals coming through this year and also people from outside of Auckland, and that's really exciting that there's a great commitment from them to coming to Auckland and coming on a New Zealand tour. So last year I was in Edinburgh with New Zealand Fringe Festival, which is based in Wellington, and we were purposely pitching and have aligned our dates so that people can tour through Auckland, wow, Wellington Fringe and Dunedin Fringe. Cool. And that's been really successful, which is really awesome. So there's a bunch of the internationals coming through. And then also it's really great when people are stepping outside of the kind of classic performance spaces on floating theatres or in a cat cafe or in a bathroom. And
a cat cafe?
Yeah, there's a Dacha in the cat cafe, guys.
Amazing. So I suppose one of the things about the Fringe Festival is that it's so diverse. Is that kind of something that you particularly like to focus on, or is that an important aspect of it?
Yeah, so Fringe kicked off actually 70 years ago as a concept.
70 years ago?
Yeah, not in Auckland, but in Edinburgh. So, and basically, they'd started the International Festival in Edinburgh and only 8 artists had been programmed. And so the rest of the artists were like, well, screw this, basically. We're going to go to Edinburgh and put on our own festival. And that's the kind of driving force behind Fringe. It's super inclusive. Anyone who can be, who wants to be in it, unless they're doing something illegal, can be involved. And that's really important, and really important to me. It's a kind of like celebrating of otherness and all walks of life and all styles of performance. And it just makes it super accessible and exciting and unique.
So it's a really great way for somebody who, say, is a young writer or a young performer and really wants to kind of push one of their projects that they haven't really had the opportunity to be able to kind of push it through the Fringe Festival.
Yeah, totally. And also on the other side of the coin, we've been really lucky to have companies such as Silo Theatre with Revolt, you said Revolt again, being part of the Fringe, and also Theatre Stampede with Spirit House. So it's kind of super established companies who are also seeing the worth and the excitement of being part of Fringe and aligning with all these other artists, especially with the quite political work that is Revolt. She said Revolt again.
Cool. Is there anything new this year that hasn't really been approached before? Is Fringe wanting to take the festival in any specific direction?
Well, this year has been a lot about really just get it on its feet. We had some really serious funding cuts. And so essentially we went out to the artistic community and we said, we want to do this festival anyway, are you with us? And they were like, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So it's been this really great experience of a really strong community building and really grassroots and lo-fi. So it's at a like the base level at the moment, but the base level with like a huge amount of heart.
Oh.
And Sara, you are, as we said before, the Basement Theatre producer. So what's going to be happening particularly at the Basement?
Yeah, so Basement's kind of like the hub of Fringe for the next 3 weeks. So we have a ton of shows. Usually we'd have a show in the main theatre and a show upstairs in the studio, but over the next 3 weeks we've got 3 shows a week in the main theatre. Cool. And upstairs in the studio we've got this thing called the Performance Salon. And it's new every week, and essentially what it is kind of like a lounge, kind of, you can go upstairs, you can lounge, you can drink, you can sit, stand, do whatever you want, and it's, over the night, there is a number of different performances performed by really, really different kind of people. We've got music, we've got dance, we've got theatre, and all it is $5 to come in.
Really?
Yeah, $5 to come in, and you can come and go as you please throughout the night. You can go to another show, you can go in beforehand, you can go in afterwards, and in between like all the performances, there's little musical vignettes and AV kind of shows. And it's, we just thought it was a really great way to bring people into the theatre community who maybe don't often come to the theatre community, because it's really low risk. If you hate it, you can leave. Hopefully you stay for the whole time. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And it, and it's, there's a lot of artists actually in the performance salon who have never performed in front of an audience. And, you know, theatre or getting into basement isn't really a thing that they've done before. And they're kind of just using it as a place to really see how they go and get some support from the community, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's like in a really like a space that you can really immerse yourself into.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's going to be fun, and yeah, we hope people just pop in and out.
I think like one of the great things about Fringe is that there's often a lot of performances that aren't your kind of classic go in, sit down, watch, be quiet, leave, you know? And the performance salon's a really great example of that, because it's like, ah, you want to go have a cigarette, you just like pop outside and have a cigarette, or get a drink, or, you know, tweet about it. And it, that's so that's so great, because I think often theatre spaces can be intimidating for people, but like through this, through Fringe, people seem to be taking more risks in the style of performance, and that's awesome because it makes it more accessible.
Yeah, which I think is a really important thing with theatre as a whole. Cool, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
What else is going to be happening?
Downstairs in the main space, we've got a lot of shows. One that I'm really looking forward to is actually an Australian company, House of Sand, are bringing a show called Castles. And they won a ton of awards last year at the New Zealand Fringe. And their show is kind of contemporary live art kind of piece. It's a brother and sister duo. And he's Charles is directing and Eliza is in it. But it's kind of song and dance and movement and text all rolled into one. So I think that's going to be really, really good.
Cool.
So that one's good. And what other ones? Maybe we've got a few actually really exciting Fringe pieces called, like, we're labelling it Basement and Beyond. And essentially it's getting shows outside of the theatre space. So people meet in the theatre, meet in the foyer. So we've got Into the New World and Delivery 17, which are both shows that take you out into Auckland City and you do things around the city. So Into the New World is pretty cool. They take you to the supermarket and you it's called Into the New World as in New World Supermarket.
Yeah.
But they take you on a tour and they give you headphones and you, it's like a Pocahontas adaptation based on things you're buying in the supermarket and you, the aisles you go through, and you can even buy groceries while you're on the tour. So, I mean, that's pretty exciting.
It could be quite interesting as well, because people normally either love the supermarket or hate the supermarket. So you're probably going to get like a collection of people getting really into it, and then other people just being like, oh, I don't want to, you know.
Stressed out.
Cool. Wow. So there's like some crazy diverse stuff that you wouldn't normally hear or see anywhere else.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, my main thing with Fringe, I always suggest, is just take a punt, really. Yeah. Like, that's what's exciting about Fringe Festival, is you can either see something that you're really not into, or you could see, like, the next great, like, epic show. And that's, and everything in between, really. And that's the kind of beauty of it, is that you just get out there. And it's also awesome to be able to support the a beautiful cross-section of the plethora of the Auckland arts scene. From like Sushi Cats are playing down at like Brothers Bear and stuff, which is awesome. And then there's like this really established theatre company, and then there's a sort of over here there's a little architectural installation that's all totally valid in the context of Fringe.
Fantastic. Sounds absolutely amazing. And it's kicking off tomorrow night.
Yes.
Perfect. What's it starting? What's the show that's going to be starting off?
Oh, so many shows this week. So there's 105 events across the whole festival.
Wow.
So across all 21 days, and there's stuff on every day. So
it's hard to miss out on something.
But Basement really kicks off tomorrow night. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lydia and Sarah, for coming in this morning and talking to us about the Auckland Fringe Festival. If people want to get tickets, they can head along to
AucklandFringe.co.nz, or for the Basement shows, basementtheatre.co.nz.
Great. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.